We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We talk sports. You talk sports.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, this is a Trog Wild Thing, currently being used in a Geico commercial for motorcycle insurance. Songs used in commercials, the theme this week. Thanks to Max Power for putting that together. Kyle Fisher joins us, the head basketball coach for the Butler Grizzlies. Kyle, welcome and congratulations on a big win last night over Cali.
Hey, thanks. It's good to be here. We've gotten off to a really good start this year in the Jayhawk Conference, which, as you guys know, is one of the premier conferences in the nation. So happy to be here talking about Butler basketball.
You must have defended your tails off to hold them to 94 points last night.
Yeah, it's amazing how well they score. And everybody wants to talk about their offense, how they average 110 points a game, but really it's their defense, which is so remarkable and just chaotic and fast-paced, and they try and turn you over and out-rebound you and increase the possessions and attempts in a game. They actually had 27 more attempts in the game than we did, but we shot 54 free throws on the night because of their ball pressure and fouling and sent us to the line and gave us some free ones. So it was a fast-paced, high-energy game. The power plant here at Butler was full, and it was a great crowd. And I'm happy for our guys that we got to play in a game like that, because we've had some success and we play well together. And they've earned the right to play in meaningful basketball in February in front of a really good crowd. So it was a great night for us.
Yeah, so you're 22-6, and this winning streak is your longest of the season, six games, and you have one regular season game remaining. So what's enabled your team to kind of be playing its best later on in the season?
Well, we're playing better now than we were earlier, first of all, because we're healthy. We made it through the whole first semester of the season without two guys that are starting for us now. So once those guys got back in the lineup, it just became about readjusting to our new roster and reestablishing roles for our team and getting guys settled in and comfortable. We also play motion offense. And when you play motion offense, it takes time to learn the different spots and the spacing and the timing of it. And that's just continued to develop. And our guys have gotten a lot better offensively and become willing passers. And you make the extra pass, you get a great shot. So our offense has come a long way. But really, the thing that has made us good all year long is we really defend and we rebound at a high level. We're leading the league, the Jayhawk Conference, in field goal percentage defense, and we're a strong defensive rebounding team. And that's kind of what we hang our hats on here, which is good for us, because when you can guard and you can rebound, usually that style of play will translate into postseason basketball when you get on the neutral floor. So we're excited where we're at right now, heading into postseason play. It's never easy in the Jayhawk Conference. There's so many good coaches, good players there. We'll have to continue playing well to finish out the season the way we want to.
Kyle Fisher, our guest, he is in his first year as the best basketball coach at Butler Community College. They beat Cali last night 105-94. You mentioned 54 free throws. What you didn't mention is you made 46 of them for 85%. Yeah. That's truly incredible.
Yeah, and the game before that, we were 24-27. We've been a good free throw shooting team all year long, and we know it, and so we play to it. We really emphasize getting downhill offensively, and offensively, one of our strengths has been paint touches. We want to throw it into the paint, either through a forward who's posting up, or we want to pass it to a cutter, or we want to drive it in there, but we want to get the ball into the paint. Usually when you do that, you force help, and they got to put hands on you. You have an opportunity to get to the free throw line. So, and then last night, the way that they play, the way that they defend, they're so aggressive, and they take a lot of chances, and they constantly have hands on you. We've got really good guard play. We played strong. We played through the contact. And that's how you get foul calls. You can't get foul calls if you're soft and you're on your heels and you're falling away. And we were aggressive. We were downhill. We made them blow the whistle. And then, like I said, I mean, 46 free throws out of 54 is pretty remarkable. So, obviously, that's part of the game plan. When you play a team like that that presses and fouls and traps, you got to be able to make layups and you got to be able to make free throws.
So we talked with Tommy Desom, the Cali coach, a couple weeks ago, and you know they don't have one go-to scorer. They have a lot of balance. You have six guys averaging between 9 and about 14.9 points. Their balance allows them kind of to play fast. What does your balance do for your team?
It allows us to beat you a lot of different ways. And the balance, the thing I like about our roster, yes, we are balanced, but we've got a little bit of everything. We've got two really good point guards. We've got some long wings that can shoot it and impact the game with their length. And then we've got three or four big body forwards that can score it with their back to the basket on the block and really change the game from a defensive and rebounding perspective. So, I mean, we've got a little bit of everything, depending on the matchup, depending on who we play and how they play. We can attack it a lot of different ways. Our rotation right now is anywhere. We play at least 8 guys. We can get all the way up to 10, just depending on how the game's going and the foul situation. But we definitely have balance. We definitely could beat you a lot of different ways and have a lot of different weapons. And again, when you talk about postseason basketball, you'll see multiple styles of play in consecutive days. So you have to be prepared to play different ways on a short turnaround. So that certainly should be an advantage for us moving down into postseason.
Jayhawk championships begin, is it next Wednesday, Coach, out at Dodge City?
Yep. The first round is at the High Seat. So we'll host the whole playoff next Wednesday. We don't know who we'll be playing yet. We did finish second in the conference on the East. That's finalized. So our spot is locked in as 2 seed. We don't know who we're going to play. It'll be the 7 seed from the West, whoever that will be. After the first round of games next Wednesday, the winners, the top 8, will go to United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, which is always a fun weekend, playing in the region tournament. And the Jayhawk Conference puts on an unbelievable tournament. It is hands down by far the best junior college region tournament in the country. It's very well organized, and, of course, there's good coaches, good teams, good players. So it's a good product with a good platform. It's always a lot of fun.
Well, Kyle, we appreciate it. It's good to catch up with some Butler Community College basketball talk. The Grizzlies, again, knocked off Cali last night, 105-94. They are 22-6 for the season, and a team to watch as we prepare for postseason play. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. No, we're glad to do it. Thanks, Kyle.
All right, Kyle Fisher from the Butler Grizzlies.
Good club.
There you go. Man, I've worked my tail off today. I'll tell you that
No question, 100%.
I don't know what you've done.
Nothing much.
What have you discovered about your way to communicate out in Andale?
Nothing. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to get satellite TV, I think.
Potentially. We're looking at a couple other options for internet and satellite
Anybody
stuff.
That has any ideas on that, get a hold of Jeff. The kid needs some help right now.
I do. How do I stream?
He's a city slicker.
I need some streaming options.
He's a city slicker who's moved out to the country. Got to figure some things out. You know what? You'll have it figured out by the weekend.
We'll see. Maybe next weekend.
It'll all happen.
Maybe I go out to Dallas for my Eagles jaunt. And
when is that?
Next Saturday and Sunday.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I hope you're spending the night on Sunday.
Yes.
So you're going to take that Monday off work?
That's correct.
Well, there you go. All right. We've had a good time today. No show tomorrow. Wichita State baseball will take our place on the airwaves. We'll be back in a minute to wrap this one up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.